Adams, a call rang out across the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostra Dennis. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostra Dennis, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Don't take your eyes off the road or your radio of this station, or you will miss the best in political professional wrestling. The American Adversaries live at Drive Time on News Talk 660 WORL. The holidays are almost here, and your liar for hire president wants to give you even more lies to fill your lie-filled bulging stocking. However, the biggest, prettiest rat present of a lie he's bestowed upon you is Obamacare will save the economy. Think about it. That's like asking Jews if they'd like Hitler or Ahmadinejad to be their PR person. It's like asking MSNBC if they like Sarah Palin to be their anchor. Or asking our show's host to brag about the liberal progressive agenda ruining this country. Here he is, Christopher Hart.
All right. Thank you so much, Larry Adams. And thanks, ladies and gentlemen, to you for being with us. You know, they might just take you up on that thing of hiring Sarah Palin. You know, they need somebody to replace old Marty Basher. You know, Marty the Basher.
You know, Chris, you kind of, on one hand, have to feel for this guy because he had the backing of the entire network on that thing.
Well, you know,
but they got rid of him.
You have to appreciate MSNBC. Excuse me, I get them confused.
Menopause.
MSNBC. Appreciate them being around because it's a nightly display of doofistry. And if you want to see liberalism and idiocy and doofistry on display, just tune in to MSNBC anytime, day or night. Pretty much anyway. And by the way, speaking of presents, we've got a great new effort we'd like you folks to help us out with, and that's a toy drive. And it's being sponsored by the Apopka Police Department.
Oh.
Sunday night, we're going to have a representative from the Apopka Police Department, Steve Gideon, who's going to be on. He's with the APD, and he's going to tell us more about the organization. But if you can, folks, you got a mission this weekend. Go out and round up a toy, just one. And if a number of you folks to round up just one toy, we'll fill up the basket. Fill up the bag for Santa Claus, so to speak.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, these are new unwrapped toys, correct?
Correct. And what they're really looking for, these are the ones that go over big. So if you want the kid to have a big smile on their face, Legos, anything Legos, and ethnic Barbies, and Barbie clothes. Larry, you think you could dig into your collection of Barbies and Barbie clothes and come off of one of them for the toy drive?
Well, Chris, now I have to admit, since I stopped wearing them, I figure, hey, my closet can be emptied out. So
they would like you to drop it off no later than Tuesday, and that's the 10th.
Where did they drop it off?
Apopka Police Department, and that's at 112 East 6th Street in Apopka. If you don't know where, just stop and you know anywhere in downtown there. They'll be able to point it out to you, but the Apopka Police Department, 112 East 6th Street, and please by Tuesday. And also, they're also looking for non-perishable food items as well. But mainly it's the toy drive, and when you go down there, don't forget to tell them that we sent you, and please ask them to earmark it for Squad 200. Okay?
Okay.
Because the different, I guess, squads in the department there.
They get credit, you know.
Yeah, they're working sort of.
It's a big thing. These guys do a great job, Chris.
It's American, yeah. And what this is, this organization is all about is helping people get back on their feet so that they can help themselves.
Isn't that incredible how some people in this country don't like competition, even when it's a competition as to who can do the most help?
That's right.
It's nuts.
And that's what the Loaves and Fishes Toy Drive is all about, Apopka Police Department. Legos, ethnic Barbies, Barbie clothes all work really well. And just drop them off by Tuesday if you can at the Apopka Police Department, 112 East 6th Street. Okay, and 200
And we'll
squad.
Talk later about Chris's collection of Ken dolls.
So. Speaking of Ken, we have Dr. Ken V. Heck in the studio with us tonight. Thank you, Dr. Ken, for dropping in with us.
My pleasure. Glad to be here. And those would be the anatomically correct Kens, wouldn't they?
Well, you being a doctor, know that.
I had to bring medical language into it, didn't I? Yeah,
sounds
sorry.
Like I might need an advocate around here, so we've brought in Steve Gushov of the Liberty Council, who's with us as well. Steve, thanks for being back with us. Thanks for being in here.
I'm glad to be here. I don't know if I can help you out with that, though. That's a tall order right there.
Let's just say if I have any of those, there's no helping me out. Well, once again, folks, you can join us as well, 407-774-8255. And hang on to that phone and that phone number, because some point during this hour, we're going to give away another bottle of Roxy Pacifics, the all-natural kelp water. Great antibacterial, anti-inflammatory. This is really good stuff, folks. It's really safe to use. You can use it on kids, pets. Kids can use it on kids. Pets can use it on pets if they can work the bottle. And it's just something you need in your medicine cabinet for any kind of skin boo-boo.
And, Chris, I have now talked to the second diabetic that has used this on skin conditions and raved about it.
That's right. And, you know, that those skin, Dr. Ken, you know a little bit about diabetes. The skin conditions are one of the more dangerous parts of it, isn't it?
Well, it's one of the more damaging things.
Damaging, I guess.
It takes diabetics a lot longer to heal. The system doesn't repair itself quite as fast when you're diabetic. So any kind of injury, cuts. Well, look at the ones on my hands. I've been a diabetic for 9 years. I got this last weekend fixing a motor, and you can still see they're still pretty prominent.
We're going to get you a bottle of Roxy Pacifics.
I was just going to say, spray it on the man right now.
Yes, seriously.
No, it's
Steve
that good.
Get I don't you know if I want to be sprayed by a guy who owns Ken dolls.
That's true. He'll clean his hands first, I swear.
All right, well, we've got a lot to talk about. And that has to do, first of all, with some local news, the Predators. Of course, Dr. Ken Vieck is a sports and entertainment psychologist. That's his day job, but he also is a part of the ownership group of the Orlando Predators. And then we're going to talk some Obamacare with both these guys and some Obamacare legal matters with Steve Gushov. But why don't we go ahead and start off, Dr. Ken, the Predators are staying in Orlando, but they're moving.
Yes, we are. We are moving from the Amway Arena. We are now going to be playing our games at the CFE, which is Central Florida Educators Arena, at UCF, right on the campus.
Whoopee!
Woohoo!
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that, Ken. I really am.
And what I like about that is it's a more intimate setting. It's more like the old arena than the new arena.
And I love the old arena. It was so good for building a home field advantage. Our fans are normally loud, but in the Amway, because of the angle at which the seats went back, which is 20 degrees less than the old Amway,
right.
You just couldn't be on top of the teams and get that
20 degrees
difference, yeah.
Wow, that really takes you further away from the action.
It takes you out slower and lower. You know, it's hard to build up some noise that way.
And the acoustics in the new place don't match the old place either.
No. The volume is just so hard to feel. Even if you have a sellout in there, it's really hard to get it loud.
Yeah, now, Dr. Ken, I got to tell you something. I don't want to talk about something really down and depressing on a Friday like this, but I've got to ask you this. How do you feel about the poor city of Orlando and those politicians? What are they going to do about without the revenue that you guys brought to them? We got to maybe have a little prayer or a moment of silence for the poor city of Orlando that gave away the revenue you brought this arena that's not going to get back.
Well, and it was about pretty close to $70,000 or $80,000 a game.
and
it's kind of hard to replace.
It's and well, it's you know, there's some politics involved there. In my opinion, the Orlando Magic have a far too sweet deal with the arena downtown. Now they did contribute some money to the arena downtown, but I was interested to find out that the most of the money that they contributed to the quote-unquote construction of the arena mm-hmm. went to decking out in splendid fashion the Orlando Magic locker room.
Yeah, and if you want to talk about ivory halls, you just go down and look at the locker room. It's a little different than when we dress in.
I was going to say, I bet they didn't let the Predators in there, did they?
No.
They locked that place up tight when the Magic aren't in town.
Yeah. But in all fairness to the arena, they treated us well while we were there.
Yeah.
And we just, with the new management coming in and the new owner coming in, we looked at it and said, yeah, this would be nice if we could do it this way. And renegotiate the lease, and the city decided, no, that's not the way they wanted to do it. And management, the new manager, Dave Pearsall, said, you know what, I think we'd be better off going to CFE. And, you know, as with any change, it's going to be difficult to convince everybody that this is the place for us to be. But once they experience a game and everything that we're doing out there, I think they'll be sold.
Well, the arena's gorgeous out there. But seriously, Ken, is this a totally done deal? I mean, how long is the contract you're looking at UCF?
The initial one is a 2-year contract with about a 5-year option, I believe.
Mm.
Well, I tell you what, you couldn't have timed it better because football fever is strong out at UCF.
Oh, yeah.
More people coming out there.
And I had half of the football team in my general psychology class this semester out there. So, as you know, I teach out there as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was always fun to, you know, have them come back. And those two games that we had where they won it on the last play of the game was, I told them not to do that anymore.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to pick up the conversation. We're going to dig up some information on Josh. That's just our Soldiers Helpers, that organization, on how you can help them out. We have a request, so we'll take care of that in the next segment. Please don't go away. You are listening to the American Adversaries. It is Drive Time, and thank God it is also Friday.
Oh, yeah.
From Vacation Travel Planners, bringing you the travel deals of the week. Like Bahama cruises from $99 per person. How about a Disney cruise from $240 per person?
Oh, yeah.
Royal Princess has rates from $399 per person for a 7-night Caribbean cruise. Also, we have a 14-night transatlantic cruise from $699 per person. Holiday and spring break cruises are still available. Call for details. Kids sail free all year round on MSC Cruises. Check out the new MSC Divina leaving out of Miami. Sandals and Beaches All-Inclusive Resorts are offering specials up to 65% off. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
What's up, Orlando? This is Carl.
And I'm Mickey Alvarez of the Carl Jackson Show.
Join us live every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. where we'll talk D.C. and local politics as well as cultural issues that affect you. Call in live to be a part of the show as we enlighten one another. Remember, on the Carl Jackson Show, there's no more white guilt. Jesus is relevant. Critical thinking begins. Don't miss us every Saturday morning at 8 on News Talk 660 WORL.
Oh, yeah, B. Brian Blair, the Killer Bees wrestling fame. And you know, when I want to listen to the truth in politics, I tune into the American Adversaries on Orlando's AM 660 WORL.
Welcome back, folks. That's right. You are listening to the American Adversaries. I am Christopher Hart, and along with my co-host, Lair Adams, we are live this afternoon, 407-774-8255. We also have live in the studio with us Dr. Ken Vihek, sports psychologist and also part of the ownership group of the Orlando Predators, filling us in on the Predators' move to UCF. We also have Steve Gushaw from the Liberty Council with us. Before we go forward, Let me just say we had a request during the last segment that someone would like to know how to help out our great friends, Kathy Hewitt over there at Just Our Soldiers Helpers. That's the organization Josh. They send packages to frontline troops who are now serving in Afghanistan. And certainly she can use all the help she can get. You'll find her at justoursoldiershelpers.org. Spell all that out. justoursoldiershelpers.org. Okay? And you can send them money, and they also need items, but it's specific items. Okay? And you'll find a list at the website, justoursoldiershelpers.org. I also have a P.O. box, and we'll put this information on our Facebook site. The box is 954031. That's in Lake Mary. 954031 Lake Mary, and you can get the zip code at your post office.
And things are heating up over there too, Chris.
JustOurSoldiersHelpers.org, and thank you for requesting how you can help them out. And on behalf of Kathy, we thank you for thinking of our soldiers at this time of year, and because we will have some out there on the front lines. Okay, let's. Before we go any further, didn't you, Steve? You and Dr. Ken were talking in the other room over there, and you had asked him about the training facilities.
The training facilities, yeah. In other words, you know, obviously indoor football, no different than the NFL. You have a preseason and training. How's that going to work for the Predators?
Well, this has been a really great week for us, and I'm glad you asked that question because we have now just inked a deal with the town of Eatonville. For us to take over the old Hungerford Middle School or High School, whatever that was there, the gymnasium and mm-hmm. The surrounding areas to help redevelop it, to freshen it up. And that's going to be our indoor training facilities. We're going to have access to that whole building. We're going to have our coaches' offices in there. A lot of our players will be hanging out there. And then, of course, we'll be practicing on the field outside, and our kickers will practice indoors. We'll be able to hang up our goalposts and everything there. But we were at the city council meeting on Tuesday night. Answered all the questions and changed some of the language in the rental agreement, and it's a done deal.
Now, it's big enough for you to actually kick in there?
Oh, yeah. It's perfect. Huh. That facility is amazing. And the people from the town of Eatonville have just opened their arms to us.
I was going to say, I particularly like that part of this whole thing because this is a great way for the Predators to have an impact on a community that can use it.
Well, one of the things that we had said to them is that we would be more than happy to refurbish the concession stand that's out there because they still use that football field for games. I mean, you go past there every day, there's a football team playing out there doing something.
Yeah.
But the concession stand right now can't be open because it's in a little bit of disrepair. So we said, you know, part of us moving in, don't even worry about putting it in the contract. We're just going to take care of that and refurbish it. And the city can operate it and get the revenues from it. So it's just so you're something
not,
we want to do.
You're not going to do like the basketball team and try to take the – but enough of them.
Yeah.
I particularly like it not only because I wasn't even thinking of the material benefits like what you're talking about, but I was thinking about, you know, you're going to have some great role models right there yeah. in a community that probably can use a few.
Yeah. One of the council members, Councilwoman Davis, I believe, had asked that exact question. What can you do or what does the organization do for the children?
Yeah.
And that's when I stepped up the podium and said, look, the children have always been paramount in the Predators' eyes as far as getting them, setting up an example. We have camps. We have all these different training programs. Especially in the summer when the kids are off, they're going to be able to come to the field, hang out, and our players are told and instructed from the time they become an Orlando Predator that you will interact with your fans, you will interact with the kids especially, and you will be a moral compass.
Well, speaking of role models, I'd like to ask Dr. Ken, is there still any possibility of the Predators signing everyone's favorite University of Florida quarterback, Timmy Tebow, or is he just going into broadcasting at this point?
We have made the offers to him, and I would love to have Tim Tebow play for us. Wherever we played, wherever we went, you know, it would just be so good for us and for all the league.
It would help the league, yeah.
It would be just impressive.
Actually, you approached him.
I did. And he turned us down very nicely, very politely. Said he still has designs on being an NFL quarterback, and if not, then he'll go into broadcasting for a little bit and then get on with his life's work during the off season. And he considers his life work, you know, to be an evangelical and just go out and spread the word of God everywhere, which God love him for that. You know, yeah. At least he's got his head on right.
Absolutely. I still, to this day, can't figure out why the Jacksonville Jaguars didn't you know.
It just
didn't draft him to begin with, and then didn't take advantage of signing him, you know, as he's been a free agent.
Yeah, it's just mystifying, you know, because there's an organization that can really benefit from having a personality or a persona like him in their lineup to actually fill the stands.
You're right. Beyond his talent on the football field.
Exactly.
You're talking about a great role model.
Yeah. And yeah,
and those are so hard to come by
these
days.
They really are. You know, someone that has a really good moral compass.
Yeah.
Well, look at the Jets the same way. They don't have a quarterback right
now.
And so, I mean, they're going to be kicking themselves if they let them go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have three, you have zero.
Yeah. So, and Steve, I don't know if you've run into this type of, I don't know if you want to call it discrimination or slight or whatever it is, but you know, a lot of it is based on the fact of the way he does profess his religion.
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, you're obviously with the Predators, and one of your fellow owners in the Arena League, Gene Simmons of KISS, the L.A. KISS franchise, was asked about Tebow as well because apparently they made him an offer as well. Mm-hmm. And he was asked about Tebow doing his famous Tebowing, his Christian faith, being very vocal about it, and the fact that Tebow gets so much flack about it. And Gene Simmons, who was not a Christian, he said, look, it's like if Tim Tebow was a Muslim, he wouldn't be getting anywhere near the flack that he's getting. And so I think there have absolutely been certain teams that probably have shied away from him, turned him down because of his public and outspoken Christian faith, which is tragic, and they're never going to admit it. It's hard to prove that, but I do believe that that exists, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, having got to spend from Wednesday through Sunday with KISS and Gene and the members that surround him, it may surprise you to find out that he's a teetotaler, very moral, very stand-up. Straightforward kind of individual.
Not
what you see on stage.
He had a great show on TV that kind of took you a little bit behind the stage.
Yep, a little bit.
Called Family Jewels, and I hope he comes back with it. It hasn't been this year, but it was a great show.
Has to be great for the league, though, having Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley as ownership. I mean,
that's one of the reasons that we looked real hard at you know, giving them the team and letting them work it. You know, anything that we can do to promote good PR for the league is positive, which is why I'd love to have Tim come in.
Well, that takes me back to being in Eatonville and at Hungerford, because I can foresee, you know, busloads of people from Eatonville going out to the arena at UCF to see their team,
you
play.
Just gave me an idea. One of the things we might do is for the first game is to, you know, run a couple buses, have the families from Eatonville jump on board. Take them out to the arena.
Boy, that would be fantastic.
How cool would that be?
That would be cool.
And let's face it, too. The NFL basically does the same thing it's always done all the time. And we need another sport like what you guys represent to actually say, hey, look, there's something different out there. And we do things differently. We try harder.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're going to try when we come back to talk some politics around here. Okay.
What's that?
Who knows, though? We're going to go wherever this goes. But don't forget, we still have a bottle of Roxy Pacifics to give away tonight, so don't go away. Keep your phone close. Keep that radio next to you. We'll be right back.
Here is tonight's American Adversary SoundbiteRx.com News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Tonight's SoundbiteRx.com News Minute is being brought to you by Lake Mary Jewelers. For that special gift, for that special someone, go to Lake Mary Jewelers at the intersection of Lake Mary Boulevard and Lake Emma Road. Call them today, 407-878-6230. Now, here's Christopher Hart with Ted Boger of SoundbiteRx.com.
Ted, with all of the outright lies coming out of this administration, finally, someone is calling for some accountability because in some cases, actual federal laws have been broken.
That's right, Chris. Representative James Sensenbrenner, who was actually the original author of the Patriot Act, has basically come out and said Obama's intel czar, who is Clapper, National Intelligence Director James Clapper, should be prosecuted because he has lied to Congress. And this all comes out of the hearing where Senator Ron Wyden, who's actually a Democrat, asked Clapper whether the NSA collects data on millions of Americans. And Clapper's response, and he insisted that they don't do it wittingly. But we all know that that's come out differently now that Snowden's information has all been released. And the director has actually admitted that he tried to give the least untruthful answer Okay, untruthful is a lie, and this is the stuff that makes me crazy, and I'm sure makes all of us crazy. They are dancing around the issue. He has lied. He has lied to Congress, and he should be prosecuted.
Yeah, that's right. He's not talking about firing. He's actually talking about federal charges be filed. But in fact, Sensenbrenner also argues that what the NSA has done goes way beyond the purviews of the law itself that he helped author and the guarantees of the Constitution.
That's correct. He is just as shocked as we are and surprised by the fact that they have overstepped their boundaries in every way, shape, and form. And honestly, if Snowden had not released the information and had not become such a target of the Obama administration, and he took a huge risk, Chris, we would not know any of this information. We would not know that they're collecting all of our phone calls. We would not know everything that they told us they weren't doing that they're actually doing.
Wow. What an unlikely hero. Okay, thanks, Ted. Folks, get this story and lots, lots more at soundbiterx.com. Don't forget, it's good medicine for your brain. We'll be right back.
Blair Adams and Christopher Hart, the American Adversaries.
Okay, welcome back to the show, folks, and I hope you're going to have a really great weekend. It's going to be beautiful out there. Hope you really enjoy it.
Chris, if these people only knew what we talk about during the break.
Okay, I'd like you folks to come out and join us next week on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night at 7:30 for a great program. It's called What Christmas Means to Me over at the Northland Church on Dog Track Road. The tickets are only $10. If you have children under three, they come in free. It's for a non the proceeds go to benefit the nonprofit group Central Florida Community for the Arts, and they're the ones who put on this production, and it's going to be traditional music, great Christmas music, some narration blended in, and I think you're really going to enjoy it, and they sell these things out, so that's What Christmas Means to Me, and it's at Northland Church. You can contact Northland Church if you want to pre-buy your tickets or just go over there this weekend during the church services, and they are $10. Come out and join us. Okay, let's get back to the show now. We've got Dr. Ken V. Heck in the studio with us, along with Steve Gushoff. And Steve, you're with the Liberty Council and the Supreme Court. What was it? Was it this week or last week? They refused to hear the Liberty University suit that you guys had brought before them concerning Obamacare. Please fill us in a little of the details.
Well, yeah, it was a week of kind of good news and bad news. And so the case that we had filed with the Supreme Court, the court basically made a decision to declined to review our case without comment. Now, you know, we could, you know, decide later on to file a new challenge. And what happened is the case that we filed on behalf of Liberty University was the most widely encompassing of all of the different Obamacare cases. We were challenging the entire employer mandate, plus the forced funding of abortion drugs and devices, and the forced funding of abortion itself, because on behalf of Liberty University, an evangelical Christian university, that violates our Christian faith.
And that's what the court had a problem with, right, was you had such a broad suit.
Well, they didn't have a problem because they didn't issue any commentary. In other words, but, you know, between all of us, in other words, you know, why did they turn it down? And again, they didn't issue any public decision or commentary. But my opinion is that is what may have been behind their decision, the fact that we were going after the entire employer mandate. Because if that gets struck down, forget it, it's all over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Obamacare's DOA. Now, they did decide to take two other Obamacare cases. There were three cases.
Which were concerned more specific laws.
Exactly.
More specific part of the law, I should say.
Our case, as I said, was very widely encompassing, but intentionally so. But then, so the court said no to us for the time being. But then they decided to accept the cases on behalf of Hobby Lobby and on behalf of Conestoga Wood Specialties. And those two cases are much more specific and much more specifically inclined toward the issue of whether a profit-making corporation can assert religious beliefs. Again, in our case, we were Liberty University, so we're a Christian university. agency. But Hobby Lobby is a for-profit corporation, mm-hmm. and they make lots of profits. They do very, very well. And the Green family, the family that owns Hobby Lobby, they're based out of Oklahoma. They're Christians. They're friends of our ministry as well. And, you know, they basically said that, you know, by forcing them and forcing Hobby Lobby to fund contraception and even abortion violates their religious beliefs. So the question becomes, if you own a business, do you have to check your religious beliefs at the door under Obamacare? So that's what they're fighting. And they were victorious in the lower court. So Obama appealed this decision to the Supreme Court. Now, in the other case, Conestoga Wood Specialties, that's interesting because that's a Mennonite family that owns that business. Mm-hmm. But it's the same thing. They're opposed to contraception based on religious beliefs. They lost at the lower court, so they are appealing to the Supreme Court. So the court's taken both cases.
And my confusion here, Steve, is, if I'm not mistaken, Barack Obama has said, no, this health care plan does not include abortion. Now, I understand contraceptives he has in there, but now you're using this one, too. And I want to be clarified on this. You know, is the Supreme Court saying, you know, well, the health care law doesn't say anything about abortion, so why is this a problem? Or is there something in this plan that you can actually point to and say, look, this plan says, yes, we will pay for abortion on demand?
Well, when you look at this, and you look even more at our case, in other words, the forced funding of abortion by individuals is part of the individual mandate.
It is.
You know, that's nothing that's going away, basically, despite what Obama says, because we've been at this since 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't, you know, something that's just very recent. And so because of that, you have the elements of abortion and also abortifacient drugs as well. And those are issues, you know, in and of themselves as well. And
the the morning after pill, right?
Exactly. In other words, if you look at the Conestoga case, for instance, they're opposed particularly to two things called Plan B and Ella. Those are two emergency contraceptives. Mm. Hobby Lobby, for instance, opposes IUDs because they believe that life begins at conception. So you really have to look at all these different issues, abortion, abortifacients, other forms of contraception, etc. Because, again, the case could, and this is something that's really interesting, is so many people think of Obamacare as a case about health care, about medical coverage. But in our opinion at Liberty Counsel, and in the opinion of many millions of people, this is a violation of religious liberties and religious freedoms. It's the government and the White House and this administration saying to Christians that you have to give up your religious beliefs. You have to check them at the door.
Okay. The two cases that they are going to hear, when are those arguments going to be presented? Have they scheduled them?
They'll be in early 2014. I don't have an exact date right now, but I would say, you know, the first quarter of 2014.
And they will issue a decision by the time they go on break.
At the end of June. They always do their stuff at the end of June, so at the end of June they should be making their decision.
Now, to add to that, Steve, it's not only religious beliefs, but it's also, when you think about it, individual beliefs.
Absolutely. Well, individuals have religious beliefs, and so, you know, when you look at those two cases, again, those are corporations mm-hmm. that are litigating. But what are corporations? They're made up of individuals.
People.
And again, it's individuals who founded and established and are running these corporations. So if you're the Green family that's running Hobby Lobby, you're basically saying to Obama and this administration, hey, you can't strip us of our religious beliefs under Obamacare. That violates the Constitution. And, you know, it's a little bit similar, even if you remember the Chick-fil-A controversy
last year, where you had
the Truett Cathy and his family and all the heat that they got for opposing same-sex marriage. And they came out, they were very vocal about it and so forth, and people protested and so forth. But again, you know, if you're a Christian, you're a Christian. And you shouldn't have to sacrifice your beliefs at the altar of political correctness or at the altar of Obamacare just because the government tells you to do so.
Okay. There are other suits working their way through the courts, too, but these are the only that are going to be heard in this session of the Supreme Court,
Correct. Probably.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If these decisions go in favor of, say, Hobby Lobby and Conestoga, how far will that go to cripple Obamacare itself?
Well, I think it plays a role, but it doesn't totally cripple it, because it's just one element of Obamacare in terms of the forced funding, as you said, of abortion and abortifacients. But that's something mm-hmm. that, you know, if you're a Christian company or any sort of a conservative, you know, company that does not want that to be part of what you're being force-fed, you know, then you'll be victorious. And so it'll put a dent in it, but it's not, you know, going to dismantle the whole thing. That's why we were really hoping and praying that our case would be heard, because, again, when we were going after the whole employer mandate, if that fell, yeah, then at that point, Obamacare's DOA.
Well, what was the result of the lesser courts when you brought it through them?
At the lesser court, we were not victorious in Virginia. We were at the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, and so we appealed their decision, which is mainly more of a procedural decision, mm-hmm. more than philosophical in nature. And so that was the main reason for our appeal. But again, because of that, we were able to at least file the petition with the Supreme Court and made an intentional decision to include everything. You know, even the taxation issue. You know, right. I mean, you know, we're, you know, if this is a tax and so forth, that's supposed to start in the House of Representatives. But this didn't start in the House of Representatives.
Right.
It started in the Senate because of Harry Reid's shenanigans. And that was part of our case as well. We purposely cast a very wide net, knowing that if anything that we were going after failed, was struck down, it was DOA. But who knows? This is such a debacle anyway. I mean, even the Democrats are turning away from it at this point. It may just, you know, collapse under its own weight anyway.
Okay, and you still have the option to refile the case and ask them to hear it again. If you did that, could you isolate, say, instead of asking them to hear your case as it is now with all the elements of it, just isolate it down to, say, one? Can you do that?
Yeah, we could. In other words, we want to wait and see what happens with Hobby Lobby and Conestoga in terms of, you know, are they successful or not? And in those cases, obviously, the court will have to render a decision and the reasoning for the decision. Like I say, in our case, they just declined to review our case without comment. No comment at all. But in these two cases, they have to give commentary and reasoning, and we want to look at that, review that, and go from there in terms of do we refile or not.
Yeah, there'll be both, you know, the dissent and the opinion.
Exactly.
So. Okay, Dr. Ken, let me ask you. You're in the business of mental health.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of Obamacare. Do you see what Obamacare is offering as being something that mental health professionals are looking forward to dealing with?
Oh, yeah. We always look forward to getting $18 a session. You know,
in other words, you're going to be under the same restrictions as, say, a doctor under Medicaid or Medicare.
Yeah, and it's a little bit scary because the government wants access to the medical records.
And Steve, isn't there
no privacy, right?
No privacy.
No privacy.
Yeah, HIPAA kind of goes out the window for the government.
And Steve, isn't there going to be some legal recourse for people who are going to find that their privacy and their security, their identities have been stolen, their privacy has been violated? Will there be legal recourse in those cases?
There may be, but it's like, you know, the horse has already left the barn at that point. Let me give you an example. I have a friend who's a local politician. She's running for public office. I won't use her name. But, you know, she said that recently when she was at the doctor's office, they were asking her for all sorts of very personal information.
Is that right?
Even about her, you know, sexual habits and things like that.
And
she refused to give it. You know, I said, that's smart, because particularly as someone who's running for public office, look, some enemy is going to leak that. Someone's going to hack into that. They're going to release it. And I'm not even assuming, you know, there may or may not be embarrassing stuff. But it's like,
what is
it's out there
to ask anybody this stuff.
Here's what the insurance companies who are driving this are saying, is that they need to be able to find out which category to properly place you in when you apply for Obamacare.
I don't doubt that they're getting this from their legal advisors and the government regulations that are coming down every day. There's a fresh batch of regulations.
Well, now, wait a minute. The Obama administration has already admitted that, yes, your medical records will be supplied to the IRS and NSA and whoever, whatever government organizations need.
That's one thing. The other thing is not to have any guarantees of security on the other end.
A month ago, my son dislocated his knee. We had to go to have him taken by ambulance because he did it when he was at his dance studio, Harwood Watson, up there in 1792, which is a short time away from the hospital. But by the time we got there, they already had these forms that I wasn't there because it happened on Halloween. My wife was there before I got there. And they were asking her all these questions. You know, about his sexual behavior. The kid's 16 years old. And they're trying to collect all this information. Now, I never found a Barbie. I found a Bernadette. So I was kind of, you know, fortunate on that play.
Which was cuter anyway.
Yeah, a little cuter. Okay, 25 years, we still don't know if we like each other or not. But at any rate, she got incensed.
I
have to answer these questions? This is not just, he's in here for a knee. And I haven't been with her 25 years. You don't want to piss her off.
What's the difference?
It's like the paperwork requirement is just going to become so cumbersome. And by the way, we no longer get paid as counselors for the paperwork division. We get paid for the 45 minutes of counseling. We won't get paid for the 45 minutes or an hour of paperwork we have to do if we have to prepare a brief or anything like that.
Right.
That's not billable.
But think of the potential for abuse, particularly if you're a conservative candidate or a conservative politician. Someone is going to leak that to try to destroy your career.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it sure is. Okay, I tell you what, folks, it's going to be time for us to take a break here in just a moment, but let's go ahead and give away a bottle of Roxy Pacifics, okay? So give us a call, 407-774-8255. If you are the first caller, you will win tonight's bottle of Roxy Pacifics, that great new all-natural kelp water we've been talking about. This stuff is really great. You can use it in your mouth. You can use it anywhere where you have skin.
On your pets, too.
Yeah, and so it's really great. Everyone should have some of this in your medicine cabinet, just as a standard product that you can use anytime you need it. 407-774-8255. The first caller gets that free bottle of Roxy Pacifics.
Insect bites, jellyfish stings, anything like that, it works very well on.
You name it. You name it. Okay, when we come back...
Is it covered by Obamacare or no?
I think he avoids Obamacare. That's our buddy Ed Roxy.
This is to keep you out of Obamacare, okay?
Yeah.
Away from those jokers. It is really great stuff, though, folks. Try it out. Roxy, R-O-C-Z-E-Y, Pacifics with an X, .net is where you'll find it. And the price that you see, say, for instance, a one-ounce bottle for $15, that's the total price you pay. That covers shipping and handling.
To your door.
That's right. R-O-C-Z-E-Y, Pacifics with an X, .net. Okay, as I said, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about some politics and President Obama. And I particularly want to ask Dr. Ken's advice. Nelson Mandela just died, and the New York Times and the Washington Post are now out there telling us, and Barack Obama's playing this to the hilt, that it was because of Nelson Mandela that Barack Obama is who he is. So I want to talk about the psychological angle of that and the politics when we come back with
Where's
these
the
guys.
Golf button?
Was that when he was selling drugs?
Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
More political mayhem is on the way. You're listening to The American Adversaries on 660 WORL. If you can take it.
Okay, we're back for the last few minutes of this hour, folks. Don't forget, we'll be back Sunday night, and we'll be talking a little bit about Nelson Mandela and the joke that it is that President Obama is in any way like the man at all. But I want to talk to Dr. Ken about something psychological about that. Just real quickly, though, congratulations to Joe. Joe from Longwood won tonight's bottle of Roxy Pacifics. Don't forget, folks, we'll do that every show between now and Christmas.
Chris, Nelson Mandela had one thing Barack Obama will never have. Humility.
Yeah.
And that is the key of both of those men, I think.
The only thing they have in common is the color of their skin. Dr. Ken, and then I want to ask the legal part of this question to you, Steve. What would you say about a person like Barack Obama, first of all, who lies so easily, and then second of all, tries to, I call it, live in the shadow of people who are far greater and far more different than he is. Nelson Mandela's the latest example. Lincoln was one.
Yeah.
Is there a psychological term for someone like that?
You mean other than sociopathic and narcissistic?
Or wannabe?
No, in all seriousness, you look up what those are defined by, you will see that it fits his personality to a T. Now, everyone has a picture of their actual self and then a projection of their ideal self. And a narcissist will look at anyone who is considered to be on their level by them to be congruent with them. And so, therefore, the more people he can bring in and say, oh, this is just like me or just like me, notice they won't say, I'm just like him.
Right.
Or, I learned my lessons from him. Or they won't give that person a lot of credit. They'll just take what they can to make themselves bolstered and look better. But that's all part of the narcissism.
It's certainly what he is all about. I mean, if you looked up the word in the dictionary, I guess you'd see his face there.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Steve, and I know you can't sue the president for lying to the American public, but is there some sort of legal recourse, either a member of Congress? We have heard a guest on our show told us that an individual senator can actually stand up and file a suit in federal court. To challenge, say, the president. Have you heard of anything of that nature? Or is there any other legal recourse that someone can take outside of Congress if they are negatively impacted by, say, the president's lie?
someone outside of Congress, no, you really can't. But frankly, I think it ought to be done by Congress anyway. There is a way to chop them off at the knees, and it's called impeachment. It's that simple. I mean, it's like, you know, just no different than going after Clinton with Monica.
And he was disbarred.
Exactly. And so it's like, here's the thing, because I don't really think this is, you know, legal as much as it is political. Obama, and part of the reason that he is focusing now on Nelson Mandela so much is to take the focus off all of the disasters in his administration.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's getting blasted about Obamacare, about NSA, about Benghazi, about IRS, you name it. There's something bad. You know, his popularity ratings are below 40% now, and even the Democrats are running away from him. If you're a Democrat running for re-election next year, forget it. You know, he's toxic. He's a lame duck. He doesn't have to run for anything, but if you're a Democrat running, you want to get as far away from him and Obamacare as you can, or you're not gonna win. So this is all political. And frankly, I think what we need to be looking for is some Republican in the House, because I think the Republicans will keep the House next year, who's willing to go forward and file articles of impeachment against him.
All right. Well, we'd love to help you out in that. We're just about out of time. Real quickly, Steve, how can people find out more about Liberty Counsel and become a part of your organization?
Yeah, you can go online, visit our website, www.lc.org. Again, www.lc.org.
And Dr. Ken, season tickets. How
season
can people
tickets.
Get a hold of them?
407-648-4444. That's the number of the predators. And, you know, we have the new seating charts. We'll be able to tell you where you're going to sit.
That's 407-648-4444. 44.
And Ken, a real quick tip on a great show they can see, that people can see this Christmas.
Yep. I'm a board member for the Repertory Theater, and we are showing from now through December 29th, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's live.
It's live. It's the actual animated film that we saw growing up.
Wonderful
on the stage.
Show.
It's the same exact songs. It's wonderful.
Full orchestra, live characters.
Everything. It is just really a great show to go see. And at the Repertory Theater. And if you want to give the Repertory Theater a call, it's 407-896-7365.
Okay, that's the Repertory Theater, and that's over there in Lock Haven Park in Orlando, and they do a great production over
and
there.
And this Thursday, coming Thursday.
Don't forget Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week, Northland Church, 7:30, What Christmas Means to Me. Yeah. Okay, folks, what you folks mean to us is a great blessing. Okay, we're the American Adversaries. For Lair, Ken, Steve, night, everybody.
News Talk 660 WORL. Altamont Springs, Orlando. 660 WORL.com.